This is not so heartless. Since I'm sitting around and I can't do what I want to do and I'm listening to recordings, I thought I'd go ahead and answer Playful's questions. I probably should have read these first because she always does different things. Anyway, question number one. What are some words you like to say, words that are just fun to say or feel good to say? Let's see. The word that comes out of my mouth probably more than it ever should and gets me into more trouble is fuck. I just say that word way too much. Yeah, I always get lots of strange looks at work when that word comes out. I also say, oh crap, a lot. And I'm the only one in my office that ever uses it. Everybody knows it's me, and they all just give me crap about saying, oh crap. They always know I did something wrong. So, yeah, those are things that I say constantly. I just like those words. There's probably others I use all the time. But you'd have to ask somebody else what they were because I really don't pay attention to much that I say. Okay, number two. If you were magically granted one extra hour every day to do something just for you outside the context of your responsibilities, what would you spend that extra hour doing each day? Simple. I'd be at the beach for an hour. All by myself, away from everybody, just sitting, listening to the waves, watching the sunrise, watching the sunset, whatever. I just love to be at the beach. It's my favorite place to ever go. So that's what I'd be doing. And probably sleeping at the beach. I never get enough sleep. But yeah, I'd be at the beach. Are you a dog person, a cat person? Neither. Why? I'm a dog person. I have two dogs. We've always had dogs. All my life, dogs. I'm not a cat person, but we have two kittens. But you know, I could become a cat person very, very easily. I just love when they just crawl up into my lap and just snuggle. And the dogs are not lap dogs, so yeah. Yeah, dog person, but I have cats too. Rank your five senses: touch, taste, sight, smell, hearing, in order of importance, and tell us your reasoning. Number one, hearing. I just love sounds more than anything. I love listening to things. Well, I wouldn't be on Reddit, but I just love the sounds of things. The ocean, the fire, music, people talking, the dog snoring, barking, sounds. First thing, hearing, the most important. Touch. I touch everything. Drives people crazy. We go in the store and I walk past clothing racks. I'm always touching clothes. I don't like to be touched. It's weird. I don't like people to touch me, but I like to touch things, the feeling. It's great. Probably taste for number three. Yeah, I like the way things taste. I like to taste things. I like, yeah. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. I like taste works real well for me. Sight, yeah, okay. Yeah, I like to look at things. I have visual things. I want to know that what I hear is the same as what I see. It's not that important to me, but yeah. Smell, yeah, whatever. There's so many nasty things out there to smell, but there's also, especially this time of year, really good things to smell. I like the smell of baking and cooking and foods, and I like the smell of a fire. I like the smell of pine trees and the smell of the ocean. So, yeah, so that's hearing, touch, taste, sight, smell. So, yeah, okay. What is something you take time to appreciate that most people might take for granted? Just getting up in the morning, being able to get up in the morning, and being around people. I'm not a people person, but I truly like to watch people and be around people and talk to people. God, it's weird that I'm not a people person, but these are the things that I truly appreciate. I know that some people just take for granted that they're going to be able to get up in the morning and be able to do whatever they want or all these things. And yeah, I learned this past year that that's really important to me. What was the last thing you learned or learned about? Okay, there's two things. And again, it's going to be something you probably don't really need to know about me, but pole dancing. I'm learning how to pole dance. I have a stripper pole in my house, and yeah, I'm learning how to use that. It's fun, and it takes a lot of strength. But yeah, that's what I'm learning. The other thing is rope tying. Yeah. I'll just leave it at that. If you know anything about me, you will know what that means. But yeah, rope tying. What are the five websites? What five websites do you spend most of your time on? My online time for the past month has been very limited for reasons that I think are stupid, but someone else thinks are very important. So I'm on Gmail. I check my email a lot. That's probably the way I communicate with most people I know. There's a sports website, and I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but yeah, I'm there. I get my local newspaper. I read it online. So that's one, two, three. Four, Reddit, obviously. I'm here. The last one, not so much recently. In fact, not at all in the past month, but it used to. No. There's something else I do every day. What the heck is it? Must not be that great, but there's oh, Tumblr. Yeah, I'm there a lot. Yeah, I'm on Tumblr a lot. Yeah, so that's five, I think. I don't count well, but yeah. That's it. Seven. Oh, good. That was almost quick too. Okay, so hope that's what you were looking for, Playful. There's your answers to your questions.